Hello and welcome to the first audio edition of the Shape Digest. Our mission is to bring you the latest and most interesting news and advice and gadgets and fitness and digital health. Every week we feature one interesting fitness technology product that we really believe will help you progress with your fitness goals. For example, we featured the website MuscleWiki and Peloton, the exercise bike, and we call this our Fit Tech Feature of the Week. We also curate articles to do with nutrition and wearables and supplementation and so forth that we also believe will bring value to you. The Shape Digest is also available as email and can be subscribed to by searching newsletter.shapescale.com. I'm your host, Charlie, and this week we're going to be talking about the Misfit Vapor, which is a new smartwatch that is being released on October 31st. We'll also be looking into some surprising methods that can help you fight fat, and we'll also be exploring whether flexible dieting, otherwise known as if it fits your macros, is really an effective and sustainable approach to your nutrition. So without further ado, let's discuss the first article. So this was in Fitness Magazine and was entitled Slim for Life, 10 Strategies to Lose Fat and Keep It Off. And having just returned from a holiday myself, where I had to admit I was rather gluttonous and didn't really stick to my my dietary goals, I decided this was looking into. So the first point I found very interesting was the fact that certain fat cells can actually help you burn body fat, which obviously sounds crazy. Similar to how there are more than one kind of fat in food, there's also more than one type of fat in our bodies. White fat cells are plentiful, and they store energy and produce hormones that are secreted into the bloodstream. They also provide a cushion for our internal organs and act as a thermal insulator. White fat has less mitochondria and blood vessels than brown fat, which we'll be discussing in a minute, which results in its sort of lighter white or yellowish appearance. White fat is generally known as bad fat due to its energy storing ability. And we generate white fat cells through eating an excess of calories or expending too few calories. So that's obviously why white fat is so bad, because it is associated with weight gain. Brown fat, on the other hand, is the holy grail. It helps you burn calories. According to, and I'm sorry if I get his name wrong, but Mr. Aaron Sipes, an assistant professor of medicine at the Joslin Diabetes Center in Harvard Medical School, brown fat is stuffed with mitochondria, which are the part of the cells that generate heat. So when fully activated, brown fat generates 300 times more heat than any other tissue in the body. So obviously the question is, how do we increase these brown fat cells that are actually helping us metabolize fat? And it's simple. Exercising. Exercising can convert white fat cells to a sort of white, yellowy, beige color, which is more similar to the metabolically active brown fat. So what else can you do? You can also ensure you're getting enough high quality sleep and exercising outdoors, particularly in the morning when it's cold, or, you know, alternatively, turn down the temperature, the thermostat in your office or at work, and work in a colder environment. Fitness Magazine also quote increasing your levels of vitamin D as an effective way to help lose weight. A study from the University of Minnesota found that people who started a weight loss program with higher levels of vitamin D lost more than those who were deficient in the nutrient. Other research also suggests that vitamin D boosts the effectiveness of leptin, which is a hormone that signals to the brain that you're full. Because it's difficult to get vitamin D from food in the adequate amounts, they suggest taking a vitamin D3 supplement, or alternatively, you could make sure you get out in the fresh air and get some sunlight on you. So, obviously, everyone knows that staying sedentary all day and lying down can be associated with weight gain. If you're, you know, doing that all day, you're not exercising. But lack of exercise is not the only reason that sitting down, being sedentary all day, is causing people to gain weight. Richard Atkinson, a clinical professor of pathology at Virginia Commonwealth University, explains that lying down actually exerts forces on our cells, causing them to become stretched out, and this leads to the body's production of fat. He advises to get up and walk around the office for at least 5 minutes every hour. And then there's also some tips he advises, you know, how to do this. So if you're sitting at a desk all day, potentially set a timer on your phone just so you know when you should stand up and stretch your legs a little bit. Or if you're taking a phone call, maybe strut around the office a little bit. Or alternatively, look into getting a new desk. There's these the sit-stand desks where you can alternate the height of the desk, or try a treadmill desk where you can get some incline walking in whilst doing your work. The Fitmass magazine also delve into some potentially more well-known ways to fight fats, such as chewing your food more slowly. However, they do also cite a recent study that showed people who chewed their food 40 times as opposed to people that chewed their food 15 times ate almost 12% less on average. And they then move on to discuss other things, such as the effects of green tea and how to react in sort of social situations when you're being pressured to eat foods that go against your dietary needs. So if anyone's looking to start a weight loss journey, definitely recommend reading this. The next featured article we'll consider is more about Misfit, the smartwatch we talked about earlier. So, Misfit Vapor is coming out on October 31st, and the real question is, will it be able to compete against the wearable sort of powerhouses like Apple, Fitbit, Garmin? It's quite a crowded market for Misfit to move into, but Misfit do have some loyal followers, so it'll be very interesting to see how they progress. So let's go into some of the features and the price and things like that. The Vapor will cost $199.99, making it actually very reasonably priced in this market. The screen actually has a very good resolution with an impressively high 326 pixels per inch. If you previously owned a Misfit Phase, the straps will actually work with your Vapor, and the Vapor, much like the Fitbit Ionic, is actually swim-proof. Misfit have chosen to avoid Android Wear software, which will limit the app selection, but they have revealed they've done this decision to create their own software to bring all the useful features from other competitors into the Vapor. Some other sort of nifty features that the Misfit Vapor has are, if you tap on the clock on the home screen, you get to see your goal for the day and whether you've completed it or not, and if you have completed it, you'll get a congratulatory animation. And there's all sorts of shortcuts in the home screen, like for the weather and for the fitness and heart rate trackers, and it also comes with sleep and sports tracking. Perhaps the only downside that we can see at the moment to the Misfit Vapor is the thickness of the watch, which might not be favoured by some big Misfit advocates who love the brand for what it's known for, really, which is its fashionable design. But as I said, it will be very interesting to see how the Misfit Vapor does in this market. For our sort of sciencey health post, we looked into a post by Fox News where we learned about a new method to treat depression. So according to recent studies, antidepressant medication can be ineffective in up to 40% of people. So around 16 million US citizens suffer from depressive episodes throughout the year. So as you can imagine, that's a huge proportion of people who actually say the medicine that they are prescribed is not working at all. And due to the lack of effective medication, doctors at the Semmel Institute for Neuroscience and Human Behavior at UCLA Health are connecting wires to patients' brains and beaming magnetic pulses deep inside them to change the way depression symptoms are perceived. And this is called transcranial magnetic stimulation, or TMS, and it is currently FDA approved to treat depression. And again, apologies if I get his name wrong, but Dr. Andrew Leuchter, director of the Semmel Institute's TMS Clinical and Research Service, said, "The idea is that by using non-chemical means, we can change the brain and how it functions. By pulsing the brain with energy repeatedly, we're changing the way that area works, but also changing the way the whole brain network works." So they've also said that this treatment could prove helpful in a wide range of conditions like schizophrenia, epilepsy, Parkinson's disease, and chronic pain by rewiring a network of signals in the brain. So my question is, like, what are your thoughts on this sort of treatment? Like, how would you feel? I know, obviously, for many people who do suffer from depression, this could be revolutionary for them, but what are your thoughts on this? Let me know by emailing me at charlie@shapescale.com. That's Charlie, charlie@shapescale.com. We then considered for our sort of nutrition and supplementation post, a podcast by Mike Matthews, who is the founder of Muscle for Life and Legion Supplements. So this one's actually going to be quite difficult to talk about because they've gone into a very in-depth discussion about nutrition, and it's actually an hour-long podcast that we're trying to briefly summarize in a much shorter podcast today. But nonetheless, I'll give it my best shot to give you a brief summary of what it's like. So in the podcast, Mike interviews Dr. Kate Shanahan, the author of Deep Nutrition. Dr. Shanahan is also a physician and a nutritional consultant for various professional sports teams, such as the Los Angeles Lakers. They explore how people are starting to perceive flexible dieting as like a diet or life hack. People are realizing they can eat whatever processed, like junk food they want, as long as they stay in their macronutrient numbers. And this will actually allow them to still remain lean. So that, again, this is why people call it if it fits your macros. And Mike and Dr. Shanahan actually discuss, yes, you can stay lean, but long-term health benefits from this, there are none. There's no, you are damaging your body by not giving it the adequate nutrition that it needs. It's not all about macros and calories. There's also all sorts of micronutrients and vitamins that are being neglected by supplying your body with fuel from bankrupt foods, like processed foods. So basically, yeah, if you're very interested in getting a sort of very granular, in-depth idea about nutrition and really going deep into it, see what I did there? The title of the book is Deep Nutrition. I highly recommend listening to this podcast. And now it's time for our Fit Tech feature this week. So this week we featured Peloton, and they are a company that brings people an immersive indoor cycling or spinning class from the comfort of your own home. In their own words, the Peloton bike brings you the most convenient and immersive indoor cycling experience, streaming daily live classes from our New York City studio directly into your home. You'll have 24-hour access to studio cycling classes available to your entire household. So that is what Peloton offer. They offer an exercise bike that comes with a touchscreen, which is a sweat-proof monitor, and it allows you to partake in any 14 live classes during a day. Or, alternatively, if you miss any of those, you can choose a pre-recorded class from a database of around 4,000 classes. The coaches are all very professional and highly energetic and motivate you along the way. You'll receive an array of performance metrics, such as your wattage and your cadence and things like that, after each class, so you can compare your results with your friends or even the global leaderboard. If you want to, you can hook up your heart rate monitors to the app, and on screen you'll be able to see your heart rate as it moves up through the heart rate zone. So as you pedal and push harder, you'll be able to see the amount of effort you're having to put in. And they also have an app which allows you to start a class from anywhere and use any bike. So if you're in a hotel gym, for example, and you don't have your Peloton with you, simply set the app up and, you know, follow the class on one of those bikes. We actually covered Peloton in more depth on our blog, where we feature every FitTech feature. Our blog can be found by heading to our website, www.shapescale.com, clicking the icon in the top left-hand corner on the landing page, and selecting blog. And feel free, obviously, to scroll through past and present blogs. There's all sorts of interesting and valuable information from different shape authors on the blog. Yeah, so thank you for tuning in to the first audio edition of the Shape Digest. I hope you have enjoyed it. This is something we are looking to start for the long term, if it's well received. So please do not hesitate to send us your feedback to digest@shapescale.com or tweet us at shape_scale, and give us your feedback on what I've been like as your host, hopefully not too terrible, what sort of articles you might want to see, whether you appreciated having an audio edition. And if you enjoyed this podcast, please do us a favor and give us a rating on iTunes or your favorite podcasting app so that others can also discover the weekly Shape Fitness and Health Digest. Thank you very much for listening. I've been your host, Charlie.